Hey everyone, Dr. Mary Starr, the Total Wellness Doc, and we are on step number six, learn some simple tips to improve your client's results. And this might be day six for your training. We're going to review our three closed system to help you and your client decide what their next step is. We're going to talk about when you're actually sitting there with your client and you are doing the Zyto scanner. And again, just some simple tips to really help improve your client results. If you've had a Zyto scanner in the past, you probably might be disappointed with some of the results that you've gotten. You might do trade shows where you get 30 or 40 people to scan, but you're lucky if you get one, two, or three people ordering. Now, why is that? And it really has to do with our close and the process we have of advancing the client along the process. You know, if we're not doing a good job explaining or we don't have the proper system, and really this is what it is. It is a system that we use over and over and over again to make sure that the client is led along the path. And then they decide, you know, leading a client is not a bad thing. In fact, many people want you to tell them what they need and what they need to do. So here is the system that we use, and of course you can modify it to what works best for you. Okay, so the first process, and you've probably heard us talk a bit in some of the earlier recordings, and I want to remind you too that some of those recordings are older, and one of the things that we learned as of re-recording this session, because we learned at the 2012 convention that the Zyto scanner really is being undervalued. And Charnel Wolverton, who uses the Zyto scanner quite a bit, really helped me to see that the value of the Zyto scanner was being undervalued. People giving scans away for free. No. The scan itself, especially if you're going out, is about $45. If someone's coming to you for a single session, it's $45. Now, again, you have to decide what that value is. If a person's on auto-ship, they purchase products or they purchase over $100 in products, again, you can give a reduced fee or however you see that, but you still have to have some value in what you're doing. So pricing, again, will be something that you need to determine, but don't undervalue. So again, pricing at the $45 per session, $25 when you're doing multiple people at a time, maybe at a class or at fairs or things like that. And I always tell people the story quickly of the tanning lotion. Back in the days when I did tan, when I was younger, and I was at the tanning salon, and I said, is that right? Is that $50 for a bottle of tanning lotion? And he goes, yeah. He goes, and the other one is $25. He goes, which one do we sell more? The $50 tanning lotion, because people perceive the value of it. Is it a good tanning lotion? Absolutely. But they perceive the value of it more. And that's really what's happened with the Zyto scanners, is because we're giving this away for free, people are not valuing the scan. So that's tip number one, I would say. The next thing we want to talk about is whether you are working by yourself or with someone, and this is important. If you are going to go do a trade show or something like that, hopefully you have team members that have been trained up in the Zyto scan, or maybe you can use one of your children or someone who know the system as well, because it is important to create a connection with the person that you're scanning. So while you're actually entering their information, so if you've already made the appointment, obviously you know a little bit about the person. If you're doing a trade show or you have someone who's made an appointment who you don't know, but hopefully everyone that you are connecting with, obviously I wouldn't recommend going to someone's house who you don't know, unless that you've been referred by a friend and they know that person very well. But hopefully you have some kind of connection already. At trade shows, it's much harder. So, you have to get these skills down really well, really quickly. While you're actually entering the person's information, and some people say, well, let them enter their own information, but I have to say that while you're entering their information, this is a time that you can be forming again, using that family, occupation, recreation, learning something about their needs, their strengths, their interests, their goals, their needs, you know, learning about them in that time that you are entering that information in. Then, when they're actually getting the scan, obviously you're using the recommendations for them to be appeased, to clear their mind. Most of the time, first-time scanners, you do want them to watch the video because they're starting to understand a little bit about, you know, what the scan's all about, what it does, what it doesn't do. And this can help you if you're by yourself, where you can be, again, starting to recruit the next person. At trade shows, too, we recommend that you do have a piece of paper where they fill out all the information so that while you're entering the information, you can be forming and you don't need to ask, oh, how do you spell your first name? You can just be looking at the sheet and forming at the same time. Does that make sense? So while the person is getting their scan, hopefully they're on the side or something where it's quieter, where they can concentrate. And then you are talking with the next person. If you're in a group setting, hopefully you set up the scanner on the side and everyone knows, you know, not to talk to that person, just to help them to be relaxed. So that's kind of tip number two, the forming and the relaxation. The third thing is when the scan is done. Now, I recommend actually printing out the scan. And the reason I can do that is if you see in the scanner, you can actually put information in there that's more than just your contact information. You can create notes. You could do this all on the screen if you wanted to. But, again, if you're working a trade show, you want to print it out, let the next person you have working the trade show sit down and be forming so you can kind of have that system going. But if you're working singly, you can obviously make your notes and stuff in the ZytoScan program itself and save it there and then print it out. If you set up next appointments, you can do all of that. And hopefully you've reviewed what the scan can do. There is a portion, too, where you can put your contact information. If you're doing a scan with multiple people, you might have something generic there, and then they would put their own stamp information or something on the scans that get printed out. For about $100, you can get a nice laser printer, black and white. I know the colored is nice, but even the black and white is pretty clear on the scan. So I recommend that. We get hundreds and hundreds of scans printed with that. I also recommend printing out the full description. I know they're brief, but printing out the full description. Now, the next step, after you print that out, you're going to be sitting with a client or possibly standing, but sitting, having the printout on a clipboard with your pen, and then you're also going to have your essential oil desk reference, hopefully the most recent desk reference. The Higley desk reference is absolutely fine. It's a little bit lighter, a little bit easier to use as well. Now, the next step, and this is why the scan is so valuable, because you are explaining. So first thing you're going to do is explain the stress profile, and we have reviewed this in previous audio recordings, showing them the actual points in, the actual points out, letting them know it's subjective to this, you know, day and time, so if they've been sick, they've been stressed, any of those things, that's probably going to show up on the scan. Next, you're going to let them know these words. Okay, now I'm going to read to you the actual nutrition and essential oils that came up for you for this point in time. And if I read to you something that makes sense, then we're going to put a star by that. So I'll read it, and I'll say, you know, Mary, does any of that make sense to you? And you'll say yes. And some people will be quiet, like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I get headaches, I get this, I get that. And you can also say, you know, not all these things will make sense, but let's start the ones that do. And that's exactly what you do. And again, you can tailor it based on your timing and things like that. If you just want to read the medical properties, you want to read the fragrant influences, anything like that. But, you know, just keep that system so you know certain ones you're going to be there like 15 minutes. Others, you know, can be very quick. So I'm reading through the medical properties and saying, you know, okay, that is Lang Lang. Does that make sense to you, Mary? Yes. Okay, so we're going to start by that. So once you finish that, now here is the key. This truly is the three clothes. I call it three clothes, but it's probably more than that. So write this down. And again, this is in the Danny Johnson script books. We tailor it to us, page 22. You can see there. And again, you could do this in a group presentation if you had, you know, several people together, you know, after you read through what things make sense to you. But hopefully it should be pretty quick after you've gone through the different products. Now, first question you're going to ask is, and actually let me just go back a little bit. If you are in a group setting, and you want to do this more as a group, and we've done this a few times, and I do think that it does work. So you've gone through the scans, you've reviewed each thing, you've put a star with that. Sometimes they may have to do it on their own, but I really recommend that someone is doing that with them. Maybe the person who's hosting the ZytoScan session can go through with them if they have a Skin Living account. Maybe they know about their products. You've trained them how to do that. So now you might have 5, 6, 7 people who all have their sheets and have their stars, and they're all anticipating the next step. And they're staying for the next step because maybe you're going to have a cool drawing, or you're going to draw for something, or whatever it is. But, you know, you've created that anticipation. So this might be a group or individual close. Okay, so you, first thing you want to say is, you know, thank you, everyone, and you've got your scans in front of you, and, you know, Sarah, what did you like best about what you saw, what you heard or read in your reading? And you're going to go around and do that for each person, but usually we'll do the three clothes per each person, if this makes sense. So what did you like best about what you heard, you know, read? Oh, you know, this really made sense for my migraines. This migraine came up, and, I mean, that was really right on. Okay, you know, tell me more about that. Well, you know, I get migraines all the time. So, the first thing you say is, what did you like most about what you heard, what you saw? Next thing, tell me more about that. You really want them to get to the issue of, you know, why is it that they like it? You want them to feel the emotion of why they need that product. Okay, now here is, and maybe you've said this previous, but you're going to say these three things. In fact, I do say this previously, so I guess I have to go back. Hopefully you can follow along here. So after I've addressed the group, I say, you know, a lot of people, they take these scans, and, you know, there's really kind of three types of people who get scans. The first person, they're just like checking it out, what's this, all this about, and, you know, maybe they'll kind of test something or try something out that, you know, they get headaches a lot, and they might try some peppermint, just have that on their shelf for them, and that's them. And if that's you, that's great. The second type of person knows that, you know what, I've been having some health challenges, I know some things that really make sense for me, I'm really going to commit to try a couple of things, use them consistently, and see what the results are in 6 weeks, you know, a couple of months, we'll come back and see, does their scan change? That's the second type of person. And the third type of person is someone who really is, you know what, I'm ready to commit to my health. I know that these things made sense for me. I know that I need to do this on a consistent basis. I want to make real changes in my health. And I know that that's going to take more than probably a month or so. So if that's you, you are a person that is definitely committed to their health, and we have some special gifts for you today. We're going to talk to you a little bit more about you're not just going to test some things out. You might want to purchase a wholesale membership. So in the big picture of this three clothes, you can actually use it in all of your Young Living home parties, all of that. And the first is kind of like just a tester out. The second person is a person who is going to commit to a few more products, right? They might buy the products retail or wholesale. But the third person is someone that we really want to sign up for a wholesale membership, but also with the auto ship program. Okay? So if you're thinking about how you're leading these people, you have retail tested out. Number two person is going to try a couple of products, so you're going to give them the retail or the wholesale option. And the third type of person, we really want to sign them up as a wholesale member and get them on the auto ship program. So when you show those options, and again, you can actually show the whole thing after you've closed the person singly or the group singly, and show the different kits that you have. Okay, so you are going to purchase things retail. This is what the cost would be. And hopefully, if you have a group, you know, there is more than one of you there, whether the hostess or everything, kind of makes things move seamlessly, and the clothes is a lot better. Okay, so I've mentioned that kind of that three, I just briefed on it before the group closed, and then I'm going around the room. Okay, Sarah, what did you like best about, tell me more about that. Sarah, where do you see yourself? Just testing things out? Do you really want to kind of get a commitment to a couple of products here or use somebody who's really going to commit to their health over the next couple of months? And they're going to tell you, one, two, or three. And in the beginning, this will feel uncomfortable for a lot of you. But I am telling you, I don't want to swear, but I'm promising you, if you use this system, you will get a lot more closes. Because some of the people that you think are totally not interested are. You just need to ask them, where do you fit? Great. So say they say, I'm kind of person number one. Great. Sarah's going to show you, help you pick the product that probably would be best for you to test out. And again, it might not be anything on their stand. They might have got, who knows, black pepper. But it was really because they had digestive issues or something like that. And you say, you know what, black pepper is great, but peppermint does just as well. It's a little bit less costly. It will last you longer. And this is the product that's best for you. Now, if you're doing more home and group sessions, I do recommend that you have a little bit of product with you that you can retail right away. Maybe have an everyday oils kit, one, two, or even three starter kits, so that you can do this right away. Now the next person says, I think I'm a number two. I really want to try a couple of these things out. Great. Sarah's going to show you, help you pick those out and get your order tonight. And then three, obviously the three people, you want the person with the most training, or if you're training someone from there, to help them do that. So now you've gone around the room, people said they would what they want. Say, okay, if you said you were person number one, here's our order sheet right here. You're going to actually test things out, and you'll be paying retail. So just circle the retail price, and we'll help you place that order tonight. We accept the easiest for us is, credit cards or your debit card. That'll be the easiest for us tonight. The second type of person, we just want to give you an option. Of course, you can purchase the things retail, but we do have a wholesale membership. You can purchase that for $40, and it includes such and such. Sometimes you don't want to say what it includes because we don't want to just be selling $40 kits. You can purchase a wholesale account. And this, again, will be what you do. Some people really, unless they're going to sell a starter kit, they don't want to even go to the wholesale section. We have done both. It all depends on what you want. We don't want to give you business advice, per se, in terms of, how you develop your structure, et cetera, but, you decide what that one, two, and three looks like. So you're showing them. Okay, maybe you do have the kit and you show them what comes with it. So you'll be purchasing your two products plus this, you're going to save 24% on your purchases tonight. And the third person who's really ready to start changing their health, we highly recommend that you start with blank. And this could be the Everyday Oils Kit, it could be the Ninja Kit, it could be whatever you think it is. If you went to the group and just did the weight loss settings, you might want to highlight the Slick Kit and show people how that starts. So you can kind of incorporate everything you're doing. You can do the ZytoScan with just the weight management, just the weight management settings, but of course you would want to do that ahead of time. Not something I personally have done a lot of. I just do all products many times, but you might want to test that out. So let's kind of review some of the tips we talked about, but especially this close. You know, simple tips again that you need to be forming the person and creating that stronger relationship during the time. And again, if you're doing a home party or things like that, what's nice is you can be forming, before things started, during, and after as well. But make sure there is some forming being done. Another tip that I think about too, if you do have the host do the entering for you, you can be forming the people ahead of time before they get their scans, where the hostess is doing the printouts and things like that. You're forming ahead of time, and then once the first person is done, you're reviewing their scan for them. And that system flows kind of nice because if you plan it correctly, you don't have somebody ask a lot of questions, you can kind of flow right evenly with the scans being done. And if you're a little bit slower, have her slow down as well. You see what I'm saying? Take a couple minutes, then you get the next person. So everything is moving nicely. Sometimes people like to have videos going while the ZytoScan is up. Whatever you want to do, don't make it too all-encompassing. Sometimes if you try to do an Everyday Oils Kit class plus the ZytoScan Compass, it can be a little bit too much. So that's a little bit with the flow. So we talked about forming, talked about relaxing. The next step with the printout, I do recommend that you get a small laser scanner. But it's not that bad. You can get one of those great Bowie things. That's what we did. Put the printer in there, had the paper, had everything we needed right in that little great Rolly things. You can buy those at Staples or Office Depot. Your computer, everything kind of all in one. Next, after you have printed out, you're going to review with the desk reference. Now, when you print out, you've done the full description, but you and I both know that that's not enough. A lot of times they need to hear the full descriptions, and then you're starring the things that make sense. Most people will have everything starred. But if they tell you, I'm more like a person number one, I'm on a tight budget or something, whatever they tell you, say, great, which one of these made the most sense for you? Wow, I don't really know. This is what I struggle with, migraines, da-da-da-da. You don't need to know everything about the oils. You can look up in the desk reference and see what is the number one migraine oil. And lo and behold, peppermint is highlighted there. Well, obviously, you would recommend peppermint and have them order that too. You want to have the order forms printed out as well. If everything's on the computer and all set up with the computer and stuff, great. Just have them go and do the orders on the computer. You can do that. If you have product to sell, we recommend you get a little, it's a little plug-in thing that connects to your smartphone and it takes credit cards. So you could, boom, swipe that, sell the product right there. But, of course, everything would have to be labeled so that they knew what the price was. And, of course, hopefully it's over the retail price. Does that make sense? So if you come with products to sell retail, maybe have some peppermint, you have some lavender, whatever you have on you, they should be properly labeled. And the people who want to purchase that, the easiest thing for you, I think cash and checks are a pain in the butt, it's me personally, is to take that credit card payment right there, debit card payment right there. It's easy. There's becoming more and more rules about writing things down, writing card numbers down, writing social security numbers down. So you can actually have the company on the phone. You can have one or two people connected. Of course, you would want to say, hi, I have Sarah here. She is ordering the everyday oils kit, this, this, and this. Can you help her place her order? And then you give the phone to Sarah, and then you might be on the computer with someone else helping them to place their first order. So hopefully all of that makes sense. It is a process, but I tell you, if you practice more and more and more, especially with the group settings, because the group settings, again, can be quite profitable, but it does take a bit to get all of that down. Let's talk about the three closed system again. After I've used my script, what did you like best about what you heard? Tell me more about that. All right, Sarah. Now, if I was sitting with someone individually or in a group, before and after I've done all the stars, the next thing I would say is, you know what, Sarah, there's really three types of people who get scans. The first person is just kind of, you know, weary. They might just want to test one thing out to see how it goes. The second person knows they have something going on. They have a health challenge. You know, some of these things made sense to them, and they are going to invest not only in a couple products, but they're also going to do that consistently for the next 30 days or 6 weeks so they can make an honest assessment of what's going on. And then the third person knows they have to do something about their health. They're ready to make a commitment. They know they probably need more than 30 days, but they're going to purchase several of our products, and then they are going to make that true health commitment to the product. So, Sarah, what did you like best about what you heard today? Okay. Well, tell me more about that. All right. So, Sarah, where do you see yourself? Are you kind of at just testing the waters? Are you ready to make a commitment? Or are you all in to really improve your health? Where do you see 1, 2, or 3? Well, I'm number 2. Okay, great. Let's figure out what two products, what couple of products here would make best sense for you, okay? We circle those products. The next thing I say, and depending on how you run your business, I say, Sarah, great. Okay, well, we can purchase these products retail today, but Young Living does have a membership. It's a $40 membership, similar to Costco's or Sam's Club. If you purchase a $40 membership, you get this kit. Show them the kit, starter kit. Along with your products, you get wholesale pricing, you save 24%. In addition, the kit comes with some more information and a $40 off coupon for a essential oil diffuser. What do you think is best for you today? Do you want to do retail or do you want to do wholesale? And then they'll tell you. Okay, great. Go ahead, fill this information out. I've got your information. Boom, 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 you've written down the products, what the products cost, and then you're either calling that in or you're putting that right in on the computer. Okay, so I hope that this has been helpful for you. I know it's long, and, 30 minutes to sit and kind of get this process, but write down some notes, write down an outline for yourself, the process that you're going to follow. You know, you can absolutely pick and choose what I talked about today, but I will tell you the people who follow the system, they get the best results. They absolutely get the best results. The Zytoscanner is a huge tool. If it's not used correctly, if it's not used with a system, if it's not used with a proper close, it doesn't get the results. And that's why there's a lot of people who have been frustrated with it. So I hope you, at least in your practice sessions and things like that. And don't think in your practice sessions that you're not going to do this full close. Yes, you are. Absolutely you are. What did I say? No. I tell you, I've sold more products in practice sessions. You know, you will be shocked. You will be shocked. So absolutely do this. Get your system down. If you don't feel comfortable after 12 people, do more. Do more. You know, and you slowly will transition into the real thing. So good luck. I know you will do good if you follow the system. And I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.